Smiling widely, I lift my basket to my chest, hoping to catch her eye. I stare at the red ruby earrings draped from her ears, and for a moment, the wind is knocked out of me. "Ma," my mind whispers, and I walk nearer to her. The woman raises her hand and waves me out of her way. Ignoring me, she passes by. My eyelashes moisten. My smile fades. For 3 months, we live our lives this way in Bot Deng. Then, one day, a lady comes into town looking for Yiyun. She is Chinese and in her 30s. She says she has come from Vietnam to search for Yiyun. When Yiyun sees the woman, her face wrinkles up and bursts into tears. It is one of her sisters. They rush into each other's arms and hug for a long time. They stand there, crying and saying very little to each other. "Mother and father are alive and well in Vietnam," she tells Yiyun, "as is your oldest sister. Our brother is missing and believed to be dead. During the evacuation, we went over into Vietnam and have been living there ever since. We thought you were dead." The next day, Yiyun and Meng leave for Vietnam. The economy in Cambodia is bad, and Meng thinks maybe there will be work in Vietnam. With or without Yiyun, he says, he will return in a few days. The days pass slowly as we wait for Meng's return. Our family continues to live as before, with the men working on the farm and the girls selling food in the market. At night, Chu and I sit outside the hut, looking at the road until the sky darkens and our aunt orders us in to go to sleep. Each day that Meng is gone, my anxiety grows and I wonder if he will ever come back. Sensing my fear, Kim tells me the route Meng took to Vietnam is very safe and does not cross any Khmer Rouge zones. Still, I worry. But true to his word, he returns alone 4 days later. Sitting inside the hut with the family, Meng talks excitedly about Vietnam, Saigon, and Yiyun's family. Most of all, he talks about leaving Cambodia and going to America. Meng tells our uncles that many Cambodians are leaving the country for Thailand in search of new life and to escape the war. Furthermore, they fear the Khmer Rouge might come to power again and kill more people until no one is left. Many Cambodians are trekking on foot to the north, crossing dangerous minefields and Khmer Rouge control zones with little food and water to go to Thailand. Many people step on landmines and die on the way or are captured by the Khmer Rouge. He says the safer way to go to Thailand is via Vietnam. In Vietnam, Meng explains, the human smuggling operation or leaving the country without papers is illegal. If we are caught being part of the operation as either an abettor or a refugee, the Vietnamese government could take our gold and throw us in jail for 5 years.